And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Rob. I'm here in the kitchen with a bunch of punk rockers, and we're going to play some tunes for you. Started off the show there with No Static, local all-star band. If you happen to get a chance to see them, please do. They crush it. And they did a song called Never Be a Martyr. I've got a very, very special treat for you this evening. I've got a special guest pre-recorded all the way from China, but before I get to that, I want to play you some new stuff I dug out of the new release bin. This is going to start off with Midnight Snacks, local band as well.
Thank you.
Does it for my first set of tunes there. Only a few mistakes. Not off to a good start here. But musically, we're definitely off to a good start. That was the No Tomorrow Boys doing Animal Eyes from their new EP out on Rapid Pulse. Before that, the Mean Jeans doing Ready to Rip from their new LP. And let's see, what label is that bad boy on? I have no idea. Actually, I have no idea. The life of a DJ. Before that was the Mind Spiders. Had a little bit of a J-Reotard feel there, doing You Are Dead, and that was on Dirt Nap. Actually, the Mean Jeans was on Dirt Nap as well, sorry. And start off the set with local folks, Midnight Snacks, doing Can't Win Your Heart, and their record can be found on Red Lounge Records, all the way out of Germany. So please pick up all four of those records. New stuff for your ears, your ear holes. And like I said, I do have a very special thing for you right now. We had a guy who actually used to live in San Francisco. He now lives in China. He came back to San Francisco to visit, and stopped by the Maximum Rock and Roll compound and played us some songs from his label in China and some songs from not from his label. Put together a little set, a little interview. We pre-recorded it that was taking place a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to play that for you right now, and then I will see you on the other side with some more tunes. So stick around. Hello there, folks out in Maximum Rock and Roll land. This is Rob, and today I've got a special guest. I have Sako all the way from Shanghai, China. He used to live in San Francisco, did a pirate radio station called Western Edition Radio, and he's back visiting, picking up some records and having some good times, and he thought he'd stop by and play some bands from China. So, Sako, welcome. Thanks for coming all the way into Maximum.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Before we go any further, I wanted to talk a little bit about your record store. You were just telling me a story that you have a record store in Shanghai. It's called Uptown.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Awesome. How long has that been open?
A little over a year now. A little over a year.
Do you sell like just punk records, or do you?
No, we sell everything. It's primarily vinyl, and the vinyl Western stuff and the Chinese stuff is all media. But as far as genres, it's everything from Indian punk and also electronic and some other various reggae and soul and whatnot. So
that's awesome. And I'm just curious, what is a prominent format over there?
Main problem with having a vinyl record store is that actually there's no record players in China. Because they didn't open up to the West until like the late 80s, and by that time CDs were already prominent. But we sell record players, and we sold quite a bit. Prominently, I guess mostly just online is the most popular.
Super cool. That's awesome. So if you happen to be, any of you listeners out there happen to be heading over to Shanghai, please check out his record store. It's called The Uptown. And one more thing I wanted to mention, you also run a record label. It's called Genshing. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, my friend Nevin started it in Beijing, and I've been helping out the past year doing mostly the Shanghai bands. And it's been about 2 years, and we're on our 12th release. So.
Wow, fantastic. All your bands are from China?
They're all from China, except for we do some splits between Chinese bands and Western bands too. So
cool. And if somebody out there in listener land wanted to find a release on your record label, online presence?
Definitely. It's genjingrecords.com. It's with a G-E-N-J-I-N-G dot records.com. And all the releases are on there.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming in today. I know you've got a couple songs lined up for us all the way from China. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to play first?
Yeah, the first one is a band called Go Ray Da. They are from a province called Yunnan, which is a pretty obscure and remote. And this is a peace punk crust band that's kind of infamous. Just found their record maybe a couple months ago. They don't have much exposure, but I really loved it. And the song is called Next Generation.
Yeah. Fire Strike.
That was The Flicks with Many Ways, which is a Chinese band on our five-song Chinese band set. Before that was Feng Shu Xiangfa with a song called Garbage. And actually, there was a bonus song on there. It was the whole side of the first 7-inch, which I'm not sure the name of. And before that was Gumbleed with Civilization Crime. And before that was a street punk band from Beijing called Demerit with Bald Face Lies and Peace.
Awesome. And thank you for coming in. That was a fantastic set. That's why we have Maximum Rock and Roll, so people around the world can hear bands around the world. So yes,
there is rock in China.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Cool. Well, thanks for coming in, and next time you come to the U.S., please stop by again.
Cool. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks. All right. That was my set of China folks, or China folks, Sako from China. I meant to say China band, Chinese bands. Sako from China came over. He actually used to do a pirate radio station here in San Francisco, as we mentioned. So, cool guy. I'm glad he came in, and hopefully next time he comes back, he'll bring us more punk rock from China. And as I promised, we do have some more tunes for you. We're back to real time. I am going to play some stuff I pulled from my personal collection. Some goodies, some oldies, some newbies. This is the Battalion of Saints, My Mind's Diseased.
Freedom! What's the unfreedom?
All right, that does it for that set of tunes. That was the Cheetahchrome Mother doing Mad Race, and before that was Midnight. And they, Midnight Resurrector. I thought I had written that wrong, and they did a song called Intellect Phobia, and they are from Japan. And speaking of Japan, the band before that, Reality Crisis, also from Japan, did a song called Stay Free from their new one out on MCR. And I start off with the classic Battalion of the Saints doing My Mind's Diseased. And the next track I'm going to play is from an old Vancouver compilation called Vancouver Complication. It's all bands from Vancouver, Kenyatta. And I'm going to start out with the Pointed Sticks doing the marching song.
Yeah. Sons of America, we get up on my cheeks, bump up, I can get up out of work. Sergeant's never done right, I've hated just the best, but better. All the soldiers in our battle, getting started, never ends. Out of bone, 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 out of.
How about that for another screw up of the Maximum Rock and Roll Radio Show? That was the Spits doing All I Want from their latest, and before that was Middle Class doing Out of Vogue, and before that Normals doing Almost Ready, and I started off the set with Pointed Sticks doing the marching song. And I'm going to close things out here, but before I do, I want to just remind you that you've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Check us out on the web at MaximumRockandRoll.com. You can email us radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com, or you can send us two copies of vinyl, one copy CD and release, and cassettes to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146. And I just wanted to thank Sacco for coming in a couple weeks ago and pre-recording a set with me all the way from China. It was pretty awesome. Some great, great music. And I'm glad to expose our listeners to bands from China. Yes, there is punk in every far-reaching corner of the world. So I'm going to close things out. Bit of a joke. We pulled this out. We were talking about this band earlier. It's the classic Judd Judd. If you don't know what they're about, you're about to find out. And here we go. Shit,